The rise of the tourist industry signals that China is now in a state of overall development, instead of only having enough food and clothes. It is because of the rapid development of material civilization that has not only provided people with more food to eat and clothes to wear, but also more leisure to enjoy themselves, thus the tourist industry emerges. The function of the tourist industry must not be only to expand domestic needs and consumption. Travel can help increase people's knowledge, widen their field of vision, and cultivate their behavior and personality. Although people can get to know what is happening in the world by reading and logging on to the net, as an ancient Chinese folk saying goes, a learned person can know the news in the world without stepping out from his door. However, travel is a thing that can't be replaced. It is only through travel that we can get to know a vivid picture and understand what a long history and vast territory really means. While enjoying the marvelous scenery and being proud of the long-standing history, we can get rid of all kinds of worries and anxieties and have a broader mind. This is the inner motivation which drives people to pay money to travel. Travel itself is a kind of spiritual need and a cultural pursuit. So, any problems caused by uncivilized behavior during travel should be solved. The natural scenic spots are unchangeable, but human beings create the atmosphere. A management conception, together with morality in professional and service criteria, can help make a landscape even more beautiful. The immoral behavior, such as cheating tourists, will absolutely spoil the fun for them. They will suffer from these wrongdoings instead of enjoying beautiful things when digging money out of their pockets. This explains why attention must not only be paid to the building up of material civilization, but also to that of spiritual civilization. A scenic spot should also be an area with a highly spiritual civilization. This requirement meets with the important thought of the three represents. In the light of such requirements, we can gain social returns and economic benefits as well. The rise of the tourist industry signals that China is now in a state of overall development, instead of only having enough food and clothes. It is because of the rapid development of material civilization that has not only provided people with more food to eat and clothes to wear, but also more leisure to enjoy themselves, thus the tourist industry emerges. The function of the tourist industry must not be only to expand domestic needs and consumption. Travel can help increase people's knowledge, widen their field of vision, and cultivate their behavior and personality. Although people can get to know what is happening in the world by reading and logging on to the net, as an ancient Chinese folk saying goes, a learned person can know the news in the world without stepping out from his door. However, travel is a thing that can't be replaced. It is only through travel that we can get to know a vivid picture and understand what a long history and vast territory really means. While enjoying the marvelous scenery and being proud of the long-standing history, we can get rid of all kinds of worries and anxieties and have a broader mind. This is the inner motivation which drives people to pay money to travel. Travel itself is a kind of spiritual need and a cultural pursuit. So, any problems caused by uncivilized behavior during travel should be solved. The natural scenic spots are unchangeable, but human beings create the atmosphere. A management conception, together with morality in professional and service criteria, can help make a landscape even more beautiful. The immoral behavior, such as cheating tourists, will absolutely spoil the fun for them. They will suffer from these wrongdoings instead of enjoying beautiful things when digging money out of their pockets. This explains why attention must not only be paid to the building up of material civilization, but also to that of spiritual civilization. A scenic spot should also be an area with a highly spiritual civilization. This requirement meets with the important thought of the three represents. In the light of such requirements, we can gain social returns and economic benefits as well.